going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Welcome back to the Mark Reardon Show. Brad Young sitting in this afternoon, and I am thrilled to welcome Curtis Houck to the airwaves here today. He's the managing editor of Newsbusters with the Media Research Center. Hey, Curtis, thanks for joining us this afternoon here on 97.1 FM Talk.
Always a pleasure to be with you guys.
Hey, I wanted to reach out to you because we had what I thought was kind of a stunning admission, but then on the other hand, it shouldn't have been stunning, and that is that an Axios reporter at the White House Correspondents' Dinner actually calls out the media for its coverage of Biden's cognitive decline. Tell us about it. What happened?
Yeah, so this was at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, perhaps the most self-righteous event known to man. The White House Correspondents' Dinner. It's an entire weekend where journalists celebrate themselves,
wow,
which is really interesting because that's something that they do every single day to anyone who will listen and with themselves. The most insufferable group of people, D.C. journalists, even more so than politicians. Alex Thompson at the dinner, along with the scholarships, which is what they claim is the real reason for having the dinner, they give out some awards for coverage by White House reporters for various things over the previous year. And Thompson received one for his reporting in Axios about Joe Biden's cognitive decline. Oh my gosh, amazing. You know, isn't that interesting? Now that Joe Biden is not president, we can now give awards to people for the few that actually did write about Joe Biden. And he actually had something interesting to say. You know, I can read a small quote here. "We bear some responsibility for faith in the media being at such lows. I say this because acknowledging errors builds trust and being defensive about them further erodes it. We should have done better." Well, thank you, Captain Obvious, number one. Number two, I say he did have stories that people weren't talking about enough. You know, he did have these stories. He was perhaps the most consistent single individual reporter in the mainstream media doing stories about Biden not really being with the program. But as Red Steez on Twitter notes, he too, earlier in Biden's presidency, not just the last year, went along with a lot of these narratives. He is a stutter. Oh, he's just being jovial, you know, with his inability to recall people's names. That kind of thing, saying it's Republican attacks. So you could look at this one of two ways. You could be generous and say he did the right thing. You know, it's the first step towards rebuilding trust by saying you have a problem. But also you could say it's lip service because Biden's not president anymore.
But which is more astounding from your perspective, Curtis, that the media acknowledged that they didn't do a good job of covering Biden, or that someone got an award for saying that?
Well, I think it's the former, because I think it is interesting that he specifically said not just that we should have done better, but the part about acknowledging errors builds trust and being defensive about them further erodes it. We need more of this. We need this to be said by everyone, because the reality is, and why it's so frustrating to deal with these people, is they equate valid, generic, run-of-the-mill criticism with, like, death threats or something, like we're somehow against the First Amendment by saying the liberal media are a bunch of creeps, annoying bastards, you know, like, oh my gosh, this is terrible. It's un-American. No, we're simply saying that you guys are not doing a good job.
Correct.
And I think this is the way to go about it. But it also, you also then have to have a track record about doing better next time. You can't just say, oh, we messed up this time.
Correct. Yeah, it's not just an admission of past problems, but it should also be a template for how we'll not make the same mistakes next time. And I want to ask you this on the same topic, because NBC, or should I say former NBC correspondent and host of Meet the Press, Chuck Todd, he basically said the same thing recently when he was asked about it. And his answer was this, and he said what everyone knows but didn't say out loud. He said that our fear as journalists, and I'm paraphrasing here, but he said our fear as journalists was that if we pointed out problems with Biden, that it might actually help Trump, and we all hate Trump. But isn't that at the core of missing the whole purpose of journalism to begin with?
Right, to report the facts without fear or favor. I mean, I think this is an issue that we have in all forms of media, liberal media, corporate media, yes, even a lot of conservative media. We only tell people things that they want to hear, and the facts have to win the day. That's just how this goes. People just want to stay in their nice little comfort zones. But when the legacy liberal media, all of these network behemoths are the ones that supposedly are supposed to control the messaging and whom we are supposed to put our trust in, they have made a decision to go in one direction.
Yes.
And it's going to take a lot more than just one guy standing up from Axios, a much newer outlet with shorter, easier to read stories, admittedly, to say we need to do better. We can't just blame it on voters being stupid and falling for disinformation, which is what has been their normal strategy.
It really has. It really has.
Decade.
We're talking to
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Curtis Houck, he's the managing editor of Newsbusters, which, of course, is with the Media Research Center. And Curtis, for years now, we've been told by the mainstream media that Joe Biden was basically doing backflips and gymnastics while calculating the trajectory of satellites on their orbit around the Earth, and he's doing it in his sleep. Is there any tie-in between that and the fact that right now the media, the mainstream media, has historic lows when it comes to both trust and people watching and consuming the mainstream media?
Well, I think it was definitely there before. You know, like there are people out there that say, oh, NPR and PBS used to be so trustworthy, and 30 years ago, 60 Minutes was the bee's knees. No, I mean, I think they've always been biased. The Media Research Center was created in 1987, and some of the quotes that they had then, well before I was alive or thought of, oh no, my parents were probably thinking of me by that point.
Well, they were thinking of something, but it may not have been you, but go ahead.
Yeah, not even me yet. It showed that there was all kinds of nasty things out there. But I think something as vivid as Joe Biden you know, Joe Biden falling apart before our very eyes, that is something that I think people take great offense to. Like, you're really insulting our intelligence at this point, because at the very least, the things that happened with Bill Clinton were behind closed doors. I mean, we, not that we didn't think they were true, but we didn't like physically see them with our own eyes. Whereas the things happening with Joe Biden, we actually see him calling out to a dead congresswoman, him shaking hands with the air, those kinds of things.
Yes.
Falling down.
Yeah. And we could see those things. You're right. We could see those things. And then when we hear the media telling us that what we're seeing is not true, there's no wonder that there's no trust in the mainstream media today. Curtis Houck, managing editor of Newsbusters with the Media Research Center, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon right here on 97.1 FM Talk.
Always a pleasure. You guys are one of the best. Thanks.
Great. Thank you. Great to talk to you.